I'm Adekop Kenny.
Amen.
Truly like to thank God for this process of life, giving me the ability to stand up here and share with you people. I feel cluttered. I'm gonna make it work. Listen, if you're new here and in some state of confusion why you're here, don't worry about it. Don't let nothing you see here, because you'll see some things. Don't let nothing nobody tell you here, because they're going to tell you some things. And don't let nothing that you hear here stop you from coming back here. You're here, and that's all that matters. Now, if you've been here a while, and from some inappropriate behavior you refused to surrender to before you got to this meeting today and got you in a state of confusion, don't you worry about nothing. Don't let nothing you see here, nothing you hear here, nothing nobody tell you why you here to stop you from coming back here. I'm going to share something I refer to me. It's a big epidemic that's happening in Narcotics Anonymous that I've been witness since I came back out 5 years. I haven't used, but I was from inappropriate behavior, I was arrested and had to do 5 years. But when I came out, it's a big epidemic that's happening in Narcotics Anonymous that we really ain't aware of it. And the reason is because it don't cause physical, emotional, and spiritual pain like the disease of addiction does. So, I'm going to say this until it stops. Don't take it personal. In step 6, the basic text remind us of being human, we will wander off course. We don't always notice when we are wandering off. This is the great challenge for many of us in practicing meditation, or even sitting in the meeting, just staying in our seats without checking our phones. Creating side conversations can be surprisingly difficult, especially when we are having feelings we rather avoid. So what happens is, because I truly love my Narcotics Anonymous, and for years I was saying I like to thank the God of my understanding, but couldn't find a reason why I was actually thanking him, or couldn't demonstrate the way that I was thanking him. So for 90% of the meetings that I go to, I cut my phone off. I ain't that important that I need to check my phone while I'm in a meeting. Because what I found out, that the ones that always checking their phone, they turn it off when they need to share. Listen, everything God created still has its original order, except us. We're the greatest of God's species, but we the only ones that's out of order. So, through the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, he brought us back in here to put us in order. So what happens is, like, because before Narcotics Anonymous, there was no surrender. I wanted to use, getting and using, finding ways and means to get more. I said, I'm going to use for the rest of my life, and if I can't use, then I don't want to live. That's how it was for me. You know, I got caught up in a disease of addiction, you know, and at the end, I don't know what happened, but I know at the end, I was holding somebody. You know, I was holding somebody that I didn't want to hold. I don't know if you ever held somebody that you didn't want to hold. Or maybe you still holding them that you don't want to hold. I had this guy. I wound up with this guy. He was about Anthony's size. I use Anthony for example. But he was unattractive. You know, because the literature talks about a dilemma. What a dilemma is, a choice between two equal undesirable alternatives. And that's the way I came in Narcotics Anonymous. So I was in that position, right? And it humiliated me. You know, I ran, like, after, you know, you have a plan to just, like, I'm going to do it one time. You know, I went over there to spend the night just to try to get some sleep because I was on a run. I was running, like, I couldn't go to my mother house because she looked at me, say, I wish you was never born. I had robbed and stole from my aunt. She said, if you come anywhere near my house, I'm calling the police. So at the end of the run, I contemplated on trying to find some sleep. So I wound up holding the guy for 5 days and performing the act every day, like killing me in my spirit. Like, don't want to do it, but have no other choice but to do it. You know, so when I came into Narcotics Anonymous, I wanted to prove to everybody that I wasn't this guy that sleeps with a guy. You know, the disease of addiction had broke me down to that level that I was so embarrassed about who I slept with. And when I came in Narcotics Anonymous, I was so, like, quiet, like I ain't want to share. I heard a lot of people share about having the sex or performing sexual activities with the same sex. And everybody talks about the physical aspect of performing, but it's always two sides, because the one of doing it creates the one of thought of having it done. Yeah, we share about that I slept with a man, but I don't hear you share about the thought of wanting him to reverse it. Like, listen, it's no way you can stop using drugs without thinking about using. There's no way you can stop stealing without thinking about stealing. Now let me go back to what I said. So if you're in the process of penetrating another man, there's a thought of wanting to be penetrated. That's why I helped. Because I said if I let him go, then I might let him do what I had the thought of mine doing when I was in the act. So I held him tight, like real tight, like, you know, he had no teeth, black, and he was smiling like I really love him. God, thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. So, what happened is, you know, I've been here a while. I wind up, my perception is wicked. If I take my perception out of God's order, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. My perception, I can create things clean. I ain't talking about use, I'm talking about clean. I can create things that will destroy me in my behavior, break me down in my spirit, you understand, cause all these emotions and feelings that I'm unable to deal with, and I have to surrender to them time and time again. Just keep doing it, because I think I'm a very intelligent. Listen, I come from Cherry Hill. I come from a place in Baltimore where they said anything you get involved with, you need to handle it. So it was hard for me to surrender to stop using. I thought I just had a pipe hitting problem. I thought I was better than. I said, man, all I did was hit the pipe. You know, I didn't think it was that devastating. And then somebody said, well, look who you was holding at the end. I said, wow. Yeah, you know, because it affects us like that. So what happened was, with God, I was so disobedient, God had to sit me down. You know, he sent me away for 5 years. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, wow, where's your life going? You ever thought about where your life going? You know, where you at in life, where your life going, and what do you really want out of life? And it made me think. So, you know, realistically, I start putting in jail, you can still be able to put some kind of inventory together. And, you know, I was thinking about where my life was. Like, I was tired of just sleeping around. You understand? I was trying to prove to you, I slept with a whole, that was my behavior, I slept with a whole lot of women in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous to prove to you that I wasn't a homosexual, because I slept with a man before I got to Narcotics Anonymous. And once I started, I couldn't stop. I used it as a way to get over feelings, get through feelings, you know, run away from feelings. I just always kept somebody. You ever keep somebody in your back pocket? Oh, I don't care who you're involved with. You always got a secret one that you can call for just that one night. So when I was locked up, I said, man, I don't want to live like this. I said, I ain't going to do this. I'm not going to live like this. And I started working on it. You know, so, but listen, because the disease of addiction, tricky. It, I don't care what you tell yourself, it's still going to prevent to you what you're trying to work on. So when I came out, didn't come into my city. I was in another city, and right off, I got involved with what you call ghetto love. You know, ghetto love produced project emotions. Yeah, listen. Listen, when you embark in something that, like, project I come from the project. You know, so in the project, the feelings that you get in the project, you know, you feel real special. Yeah, but at the end, when you start evaluating it, because at the end, after all these emotions, you realize that you started the same thing that you said you was going to stop. The only difference is it was only one person. So I've been out for like a year and only slept with one person. Only been with one person. And ain't even trying. You know, it's something about when you start, like, listen, let me share this. The theme of this is surgery of the spirit. That's the theme. It's the surgery of the spirit. Anytime you take a surgery, there got to be a diagnose. So when you have a diagnose, then they have to see what's affected, what area is affected for them to do the surgery on. So I'm trying to find out what area do they have to do the surgery on. In Narcotics Anonymous, we deal with every aspect of our addiction. You know what addiction is? It's a substance that's known to cause harm. That's what it is. Nothing changes in Narcotics Anonymous from when I was using. Only thing changes the substance. The substance still change. We still cop in Narcotics Anonymous. You get the same feeling in Narcotics Anonymous that you got when you was using. You get a feeling when you was going to cop. You get a feeling after you get what you cop, and then there's a feeling you get after you use what you cop. They three different feelings that you get. It haven't changed when you was using drugs. It's still the same feel. Go cop right now. Go shop right now. Watch the feeling you have when you go on shopping. Right? Then you get a feeling after you buy what you shop. Then after you spend the money or you wear it, because, you know, it's only good when you first wear it. Huh? So what happens when you embark in anything, you know, you can say, I said, this is the best thing I ever had. That's what I told her. Project Emotions. I told her that it was the best thing I ever had. My niece said it was the only thing you had since you've been out. So once again, I can find myself chasing. Right? You know, obsession is that you're chasing something. You understand? When I'm self-centered, I'm protecting something. You know, so in the literature, it talks about self-centered obsession. That I come so self-centered about what I'm chasing that I don't want nobody. You ever had a girl and had somebody on the side, and the one on the side, you tell her, don't give it away to nobody? That's what we talk about, self-centered obsession. You so self-centered that you already have somebody home, but you don't want them to have nobody home. It's deep. It runs in the core, because self-obsession is the core of our disease. It's not self-centered. Self-centered is the spiritual part of our disease. So I must attack the spirit. Now, what happens in attacking the spirit, I have to be real careful. Now, I don't want to wake the spirit up and feed it the same food that put it to sleep. You understand? Dishonesty. You know, lying, cheating. Right? All that kind of thing. Because in this journey and the steps, I'm telling you, the steps are supposed to awaken the spirit. But I have to be careful about the food that I feed the spirit. So you said about honesty, so I have to be honest. Because if I still telling a lie, that's the same thing that put the spirit asleep. I told a lot of lies. I did a lot of cheating. I was harming a lot of people. Narcotics Anonymous said, just be good. Narcotics Anonymous said, say nice things about people. Say, be nice. So it's a process of practicing that. It's a process because when you're dealing and working with some, you especially gotta make it known that you gotta be alone. Huh? You have to be alone when you really want to deal with something and you talk about surrendering to something. So he got me in this space when I've been alone for like 6 or 9 months. And at first it was hard. You know, anything you try, like being alone. Like everything during the daytime, you can muster up to get away from the feelings that you'll feel at night. But it's at night where it gets bad. You ever just held the pillow when you're used to somebody else being there? So the process start working, right, each night, right? Then later on, you ever lay in your bed by yourself and just take your feet and do this? Huh? That it feels real good to like stretch your feet out. You ain't gotta say move over, right? Listen, because you're there by yourself. No, that's a sense of freedom. It's a sense of freedom, so you become accustomed to that. So what happens with the surrender process? You start to build some character in your spirit. You start to open your spirit up. You start to feel good about yourself. Then the danger part is about that, is that that's a peaceful state that you're in, and you got to be careful not to invite nobody in. Or when somebody come in, you feel like they trespassing. Yep. You ever been in that state, and then somebody, you know, she came over. I said, listen, when you leaving? No, what I'm telling you is that I love living alone. I love being, because it's a space that I create. Now, you can stay a couple of hours or something, maybe one night, right? But then after that, I feel like you violating. You know, because a lot of times you don't pray when you're inviting somebody over as consistent as you usually pray when you're alone. So in the surrender process, I have to surrender. Because, well, here's the thing. Because the third step, you remember the old saying, surrender to win? That means you got to stop fighting. Why is you fighting when you made a decision to turn your will and life over to the care of God? Now, a lot of times, at first I got confused with this, because I always wanted to give God my will, but I wanted to run my own life. English language don't change. It don't. It says and. And is a coordinate conjunction that connects two phrases, two words, or two sentences together. So if you're going to turn it over and give God your will and life, you got to give them both. And I felt like, man, I can't do that. You ever feel like to give? Listen, you talk about a God you say you serve. I serve a God that can do anything but fail. Why is I'm so scared to turn it over to him? Why I'm so scared to let him run my life? You know, I think he going to pick the unattractive for me to be attractive to. No, God don't do that. That's the disease does that. Huh? No, listen, I'm telling you, because there's a pattern that happens that we are unaware of, that the disease is so smart, because that's why they said that it's cunning. That it's so smart that it start watching our move. You ever start going to the same meeting all the time, the same meeting? I went to a meeting, I kept going to a meeting. When I first went to a meeting, I seen somebody, and they, you know, all the guys say, oh, she look good. I said, man, she don't look good. But I kept coming to the meeting. You know, after about 3 or 4 times, I said, dang, she do look good. The disease in the maid, what is unattractive to me, attractive, because it want me to buy into it. You know, you have to, because I'm telling you, as powerful as this disease is, I'm telling you, we give it a lot of credit. This disease is so powerful, it can't do nothing without my cooperation. Nothing. That's the opposite of God. God don't need my cooperation. He don't. He can make things move and things happen, and I don't even have to sign on the line. The disease want me to buy in and sign on the line. Buy into my disease. It's going to still come at you. It's going to have thoughts at me. We was just walking up here, and somebody was walking past. They said, hi. They was doing like, Austin said, I don't care. Hi. I ain't buying into that. I'm in a space. Listen, here's the whole hit. My brother told me that. God rest his soul. He said, what are you doing in Narcotics? This is what you're doing. You're rewriting your obituary. This is what he said. That's what I'm trying to do. Because if I'd have died, if you think if you'd have died when you was using, People would have came to your funeral just to support the family. Huh? What do you want them to say when you die? Do they have to create a lie to make it sound good? Like you was a, you know, my mom said he was a good person. You know, all that old stuff that was a lie. I wasn't a good person when I was using. But they wouldn't, they don't say that. They don't tell the truth on obituary unless you really live in the truth. So in our cosmonomics, it gave me a second chance to rewrite my obituary. Hi, listen, they said he's changed now, if I die now. He's helped some people. Do you understand what I'm saying? All that, so I have to be careful how I conduct myself. I do have to be careful how, what I say. I'm telling you, words are so powerful, they can destroy you or they can lift you up. So I try to be careful. You have to, it says the problem with literature is language. So I have to be careful how I speak. Listen, I went to a guy that knew me from when I was on the street. And I had, somebody gave me a tape that I did in Narcotics Anonymous, and I let him listen to it. And I said, you know this person? And he said, no, I don't know that. I don't know who that is. And I said, that's me. He said, nah, that ain't you. The way you used to curse. Yeah, your language started to change. When your spirit started to grow, your language started to change. Your behavior started to change. You begin to see things different. You know, I don't want to be clean and live like I'm using. I don't want that in my life. I have lived that way for so many years that I don't want that. Now listen, my phone is off and I'm really pissed that it's off at this time because my son is down here with me. He's 13. So he said last night, he said, if I'm not woke there, you go to the meeting, but make sure after the meeting, you come back here. Now, he'll get up and he'll call me. And if I don't answer, when I get back, he said, Dad, we need to have a talk. Because here's the guy that when I was locked up that was on national TV, and I think Alicia Keys, Keisha Cole, one of them came to Baltimore, and they was asking all these kids, who's your hero? You know, it was LeBron and Beyonce and all these superstars. And he bust out saying, my dad my hero. And they said, what? They said, why your dad your hero? Say, because he takes me everywhere. And I said, wow. They said, well, where your dad at? I said, he locked up now. That's my heart, man. I'm telling you, I've had him down here, and I said, oh, my God, like, he is something else. Just like, you know, just something else. This is his weekend. It's not, because if you surrender, you go to the convention to enjoy yourself, and like, you want to hit me easy. So I have to check in with him when I can go to a meeting. Like yesterday, we ran around, we did a whole lot of things, we got back, we were swimming, and I was in the pool, and he looked at me and said, Dad, when you going back down to the meeting? I said, in a while, when you going to let me go? He said, well, you can go for about an hour and a half, and then come back and get me. So after an hour and a half, he was calling my phone, but when I'm in a meeting, my phone is off. So after I came out and cut it on, his mother, he called his mother. He won't answer his phone. I don't know what's going on with him. He keep not answering his phone. She said, he might be in a meeting. So I called, said, your son been calling you. I called him, he said, Dad, well, why you ain't answering your phone? I told you I was going to check back in an hour and a half. And sometimes I feel bad, but I said, okay, I got to stay committed to you. Because when you talk about we're not fighting, the biggest thing that I fight with is my perception. I fight with my perception. The way you know, because my perception says that I should be doing better than what I think I'm doing. My perception says that I should have more than what I have more. My perception says things, I should be married or something. That's what my perception says. But if I think that way, then what confidence did I have in God? Because what's for you is going to be for you. But it's going to be for you in His time and not mine. So I have to surrender to that idea of not letting my perception get ahead of God's order for me. Because there's always God's order for me. I just got to discipline myself and follow directions. When I follow directions, everything goes all right. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. every time I follow good orderly directions, when I stay in the midst of today, because we could take for granted that this fellowship of Nakaz and Namas is going to be here tomorrow. That's why we say, well, I'll work the steps tomorrow, or I'll change it tomorrow. This is not a tomorrow program. It's a just for the day program. So I can't take for granted that the person sitting next to me is going to be here tomorrow. That's why I try to show love, care, compassion, and all that while I'm here in Narcotics Anonymous. Because I don't never know when. You ever been sitting beside somebody and they say, you know, the person you were sitting beside died OD? Cut on great clothes. Every meeting, every Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I don't care where is that, you call God in existence in our meeting. But you can't tell me where he's sitting at. Huh? If I don't know where he's sitting at, then I need to be careful how I act while I'm in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Because he could be sitting beside me. So I close in my usual way. I owe my entire life to the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, God and you people. I'm only extending my hope to you. If you too are suffering, as I once was, you will practice the principles of Narcotics Anonymous. Find freedom from pain and misery in a new, prosperous life. Thanks for allowing me to share.